Welcome to Facts Roundtable, a podcast dedicated to navigating life with food allergies across the lifespan, presented in a welcoming format with interviews and open discussions. Each episode will explore a specific topic, leaving you with the facts to know or use. Information presented via this podcast is educational and not intended to provide individual medical advice. Please consult with your personal board-certified allergist or healthcare providers for advice specific to your situation. Hi, everyone. I'm Caroline Mwasisi, and I'm your host for the Facts Roundtable podcast. I'm a food allergy parent, advocate, and the founder of the Grateful Foodie blog. Today, we're going to get energized and inspired as we discuss the next normal with motivational and inspirational speaker, Curtis Zimmerman. Curtis, welcome to the show today. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you. You're always one of my favorite people to speak with, so I'm glad to have you back.
Couldn't tell you how excited I am to be back and talk to my people.
Absolutely. We definitely are your people. So let's just dive straight in. Can you talk to us about the next normal? Last time we spoke, we talked about the new normal. This time, bring us up to speed on the next normal.
Well, I just think it's so important that everyone that's listening and everyone that has any influence over people younger than them, that we let them know that we're making lots of changes and we're moving into the next thing. And some people are calling it the next normal. And I say the new normal. And I say it's the next normal because what we're all doing now to go back out into the world and wearing masks, social distancing, all of these things, that's still not normal. And we want to take the pressure off our kids, especially to think this is the way it's going to be from now on, because they don't know this is not going to be the way it is from now on. It's going to be the way it is for us for a while to get to the new normal. So letting them in on that secret where this is still uncomfortable, and I know you don't like the mask, and the day will come where we leave the mask at home and we go back out and we feel safe, but that's not right now. So we're going to go into what we need to do to go out in the community and have an impact and go grocery shopping and all of those things. But it's really not the new normal. It's just the next normal. And I just feel like if we take that on ourselves as well, it diffuses that whole thing. I talk a lot about if you're going to make a major change, which we've all made major changes, if you make a major change and you let the people that love you and the people you care about know, it makes it so much easier for them to support you. And I'm going to give a really quick example of that. And that is if you decide you want to run a 10K, and what that means is you're going to have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go jogging for an hour each morning, which means also now I have to go to bed at 9:30 rather than 11:30. And your significant other, it knows, you know, our quality time is at night. We get to sit and the kids are in bed and we get to watch a little Netflix and then we get to talk. And all of a sudden you're going to bed at 9:30. Oh no, does that mean this person doesn't care about me anymore or something? No. I have a short-term goal that I've always wanted to run a 10K or get crazy and say a marathon. So for the next 2 months, I'm going to be changing my schedule so I can reach this goal, and I need your support in that. That person knows there's a deadline when it's going to change, and it means I can be uncomfortable for a while knowing that person's going to reach a goal. And I would say that's exactly where we are right now as a society, as a community, and as a family. We're going to get uncomfortable for a while to get to the date when we don't have to do it anymore, but it's not forever. And I just think when you're 13 years old, the next 3 days is forever. You know, I remember as a kid, I used to always say, why don't we just throw away the Christmas ornaments? Christmas is a whole year away. What do we need to keep them for? That's crazy. And it's because you get older in years and you realize, no, that's next Christmas is 5 minutes from now. And we're going to use these same ornaments because, you know, I have to look at the world through their eyes, not through my eyes, in order to have that empathy of what they might be going through differently than me.
That is so key. My head is exploding, but in a really good way, because you talked about being uncomfortable. And so I think that's one conversation right there, that it's okay to be uncomfortable, but you're right, looking at it through their lens. I mean, I'm looking at my daughter right now. She's a high school senior. And so that's a whole different year.
Yes. And that goes back to what we talked about before, and that's having empathy for other people and touching base with them, not on, did you get this done? How are you in your grades? All that's great, but how are you doing about this whole lockdown? What's it like to stay far away from your friends? What's this like? It's your senior year and you have your eye on someone you love to date, but you know that's not happening right now because it's not safe. How do you feel about that? And then be quiet and not judge it. Every one of my kids need that time. So for instance, today, right now, as we're doing this podcast, my wife took Mirabelle and they're canoeing today. And they're doing a little mother-daughter time together and just getting away from all the crazy. And as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to close this down. And then my son Oliver and I are going to go golfing together. And we're going to be outside and we're going to be talking and we're going to be spending time. We have to, you know, really categorize this time as quality time together and not just task oriented, because we can get that way. And that just puts more stress, not less.
Now, do you have any suggestions for people who maybe have younger children and setting aside that quiet time? I mean, if you've got three or four kids running around the house and everybody's working from home, might you have some suggestions for that type of family?
Yeah. So again, if you are a team, you can kind of tag team, like my wife's taking my daughter today and I'm taking Oliver. It doesn't have to be everyone stop the world and we're doing this all together. If you're in a situation where you can tag team, that works really well, where I'm going to keep everything going here while you go spend some quality time one-on-one. That one-on-one time, I just think, is so critical if you have several children or young adults, because we're talking about all teens here with the folks that are listening. And it can be as simple as yesterday, I got up early and I knew when everybody had classes because all of my kids are doing online learning right now. And I made a huge breakfast with eggs and syrup and whipped cream and waffles. And then they all got up and rolled out and they're like, oh, wow, this is so. So it gave us, you know, a little 20 minutes together eating a little feast. That only took me 20 minutes to prepare, but I got an extra 20 minutes with them to touch base and show I love them in a real way. And I love Tommy Spalding, one of my mentors. He's a New York Times, 2-time bestselling author, an amazing guy. But one of the things he talks about in his speech is his grandfather was passing away and people were coming to visit their last visit. And they kept saying, Papa, I just want you to know I love you. I love you. And he kept saying, don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. And that is what I think I want to just stress to everyone here. Stop telling people you love them. Take the time to show them in some way why they're special. A post-it note, I love you, you're awesome, on their mirror in the morning just says so much of show me I love you, don't tell me I love you. That, I think, is a huge takeaway for me from his speech. And I try to, you know, incorporate that in my world. Not that I'm perfect at it. And I know no one listening is. We can all get better. But those are, you know, that's the bar, is what I would say. And don't think that they're going to go, oh, Dad, thank you. This breakfast is amazing. Let me do the dishes now because you went out of your way. Okay, get high. No, that's not going to happen. That's not why you're doing it. You do it. It's like I talk about when you have a baby, you give everything and they poop all over it. And that's okay, because that's all they can do. And it's the same thing with teenagers. You give them everything and they don't necessarily know how to say thank you yet. Doesn't matter. Believe me, it's going in their psyche and they know they're loved and they know they're in a safe place. And all we want to give people right now is a safe, loving environment. If you do that, you win in the world we live in right now.
Oh, absolutely. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So now the last time we spoke, you were pivoting because your business is motivating thousands and working with companies and working with really big groups, and all that had to stop. So tell us about the pivot.
Yeah, so we did a couple things. One was we did a college new student orientation program. We went into a large theater. We shot it with 3-camera shoot, and we got it to all the colleges that have been booking me for years. They all used it. It went over very well. The other thing was I went back to my roots, was doing school assemblies. As a performer, I did thousands of school assemblies for literally 15 years, and reaching those kids, getting them a break from, now remember, I have dyslexia and I was in special ed my whole life. So one of the highlights for me as a kid was going to an assembly and seeing performers. And I always wanted to kind of give that back. Well, with so many kids doing online learning, we did the same concept where it's just, it's in its final cuts right now. It's going to be ready probably next week. And what it is it's a school assembly that's virtual. So it's life at performance level, but it's a little more juggling, a little more spin plate, you know, spinning the plate. Your life might feel like it's spinning out of control, just like on this plate, but there's a balance in the middle in those kinds of examples that kids can really understand. I did, you know, juggling knives, and I really did a lot of that kind of stuff. But it also comes with a study guide, so it has questions afterwards for the teachers to ask. So it's not watch it and then move to page 27. It's watch it and then say, Curtis talked about old scripts and new scripts. Let's talk about that for a minute. What does that mean? One of the biggest problems that we're facing right now with online learning is community. And how, as a teacher, as an educator, do I connect with my students and let them know I love you when they walk in the room and you can talk to them and interact for that 30 seconds in the morning and you can follow up the next day with, hey, how did that go? That's how you're building that trust. And I always say it's trust and then teaching. You have to have trust before the teaching. And what we're doing is we're getting right into the teaching and there's no trust, therefore no love and no. So my goal with this hybrid program is really helping teachers build trust and helping teachers build some rapport with the students through my program and having them watch something that's fun and interactive. This guy's crazy, but there's a lot of meat on the bone, and there's a teacher study guide. And then there's also questions for them to do with their friends, and all of that we've been working on now for about 2 months. And we're really excited, like I said, probably by the end of this week, we'll be sending it out and unveiling it and sharing it with art organizations and school districts and superintendents. And I just feel really proud of it. And I think it's something that can build a rapport with teachers and students and student to student with who are the crazy makers that you're giving too much power to, and who are the, you know, all the messages most people that are listening have heard delivered in a way that's digestible for somebody that's in fourth grade, fifth grade, 11th grade. So yeah, that was my big pivot. And now we're doing the same thing. As soon as this project's over, we have the same thing that is for corporate. So you're going to do a Zoom call, you're going to be doing a meeting, and you want to open with 5 minutes of Curtis inspiring us to think about things differently. And you can open your meetings with that so people don't just want to jab their eyes out from sitting staring at a screen, being on TV when they don't want to be on TV. I don't know if you've heard that more plastic surgery has been performed since the pandemic than ever before. And it's because people are staring at themselves and they're on TV and they see their imperfections and they think that they want to look better. And that's craziness to me, but that is fact. So want to give people some tools to focus on the things that really matter, and that is love, compassion, growth, and pivoting, and like I did in my business and in your life.
I am so excited about this new program you're creating, especially for schools. So how would a listener get this product in front of their school?
Yeah, so you just go to CurtisZimmerman.com. It'll be scrollable. You just go to my homepage and you scroll and there'll be some videos. We're doing a promo video on it. And then all of the content will be listed there and what they could do to get it to their school district. My goal is more like with principals or superintendents, because a superintendent can say, great, I get it. I want to have it available for 13 schools, rather than just one school at a time. My goal with this is to get it to absolutely as many teachers as a tool. What we've done with it is, again, pretty exciting to me. And that is, if you want to watch 40 minutes and have a real school assembly, you can. If you want to have two 20-minute sections, you can. Or if you want to start each Monday or every day for 7 days, we also have them in little 10-minute chunks. So you can ride the momentum. And then with the follow-up questions, the whole goal is to that whole arc of be the star, cast your show, old scripts, new scripts. Let's bring that into the vocabulary so that then we can use that as a learning tool moving forward. So once everybody has that vocabulary, when somebody has a challenge, we can say, wow, you really dropped the ball. What did Curtis say? Is failing an event or a person? It's an event. So now what are you going to do about it? We're going to pick it up and we're going to try again. Those are tools that every teacher needs, and very digestible for the youngest to the oldest. So yeah, if people are interested, that just curtiszimmerman.com. You can find it there. Obviously, you can always email me if you want a direct link or more info on it, curtis@curtiszimmerman.com. I appreciate you asking, and it's very, very hard going right now for a lot of people online, and especially our younger folks. So this is a tool.
So my daughter is actually student body president at her school. And so she kicks off Monday meetings, and she talks about, how do we get community? We're all starving for community. Her school is in-person, hybrid, and digital. Mm. And that is one of the things she constantly is talking to me about. You know, Mom, how can we connect? We're dying to connect with each other. So I'm really excited to take a look at this. And so now what grade levels does it cover?
Yeah, so we're going probably to like second to senior in high school. And the way that it's designed is that it's entertaining and fun, but the messaging is still there. And then it's about the teacher guide and the way that they direct those questions. So, you know, obviously if we have younger kids, we're going to be talking, younger students, we're going to be talking about more in general and lighter areas. But if we have somebody that's a sophomore, junior, senior, we're going to go deep. Who's poisonous in your life right now? Are you going to keep giving them the lines and keep getting a stomach ache every time you talk to them? Or are you going to say, you know what? I got to be the star like never before. And Simon says, hey guys, Simon says this is fun. Why? Because guess what? There's never been a more important time in your life to be good at Simon Says. How do you win Simon Says? Stop and think before you act. How do you win to Corona? Stop. Think before you act. Think about putting the mask on, making sure it's appropriately covering everything. Think about how far is 6 feet? Should I do 7 just for the fun of it? You know, when I'm with my friends, how am I behaving? Am I hugging them? Am I doing an elbow bump still? That's Simon Says. Stop, think before you act in your real life to create the safety net you want for grandma, grandpa, your brother that has issues, whatever it is. And I shared that with everyone in our community that deals with allergies and deals with all the things we're talking about. And that's the same thing. When you sit down to eat a meal, this is Simon Says. I got to make it clear. If I eat these things, you're going to be calling an ambulance for me today. And I'm going to take control over this. And, you know, I have to be clear about that. And before I eat anything, so stop and think before you act. It's not that we don't know what we can and can't have. It's that we get tired of it. And it's just relentless, just like the pandemic. It is relentless. And anyone that's listening right now thinking, oh, good, we're in the clear. Oh, my gosh. Have a different mindset. Pretend we're only 25% of the way of the lift we really have to do to get to where we want to go. And you can take a breath and realize there are more things coming. I don't know if you've heard about, there's an election coming up and half the world, no matter who wins, I could care less. No, I do, but it doesn't matter here. And that is half the country is going to be mad and half the country is going to be celebrating. That's going to cause a lot of other things to happen. So stop thinking we're at the end. Don't do that to yourself. Just take it day by day. You know, I know that all the numbers are spiking again. We may be back in lockdown again. What are the things that I really struggled to go and get last time? I can get a little bit of it today, and it's no stress at all. You know, I'm not saying go crazy. I'm just saying look at the long game, and I think everyone will listen in a better, deeper way than keep going, I want it to be normal. Get over it. Who Moved My Cheese is a great book, and it talks about the cheese being moved, and there's these little rats that run around the maze looking for it, and some sit there saying, oh, it's coming back. Guess what? The cheese has been moved. It might be your job. It might be your relationship. It might be the old you and what you should spend your time with. But the question is, what are you going to do differently to navigate the maze of your life right now and have an amazing, loving heart, realizing not everyone in your neighborhood's going through it. Not everyone in your state, not everyone in the United States, every single person on the planet is going through this right now. And if you woke up today in a warm bed and you have food to eat and a car to drive and a phone that works, you are millions of people are dealing with the same thing and they don't have any of that right now. So that's just 10,000 feet We got to keep that in our mind. I am so blessed right now. Whew. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And what you're saying is so incredibly powerful and profound. Look at what we have. Let's take what we have and then let's move forward. And I love how you're framing it as the next normal, because this is the next phase. We're basically in, I don't know if we want to call it phase two or day two, but we're definitely in the next round and we're going to get through this. We know we will. I mean, statistically, this is what happens with every pandemic. They do end. And so we know we're going to get there. And I just appreciate you sharing all these tools to help us get there.
Absolutely. Obviously, my honor to be on the program, and I love everyone in the organization. And, you know, it's like we said, these are my people, and I'm trying to figure it out, and we're trying to figure it out. One thing I would just throw out, too, is when we were all on lockdown and it was summer, we had a family evening, 5 o'clock, we'd all meet and we'd do some things. We played games. And well, now people are kind of getting back to work, even if it's online. Our kids are back in school, and that kind of fell to the wayside. So my wife brought up about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, hey, on Tuesday night, we're going to have a game night. And they were like, oh, that would be great. And now every Tuesday or Thursday night, we're getting together, we're watching a movie, we're playing some games, and they really look forward to it. And it's given us a chance to come back again and reconnect, even though it's a busy time. I just recommend thinking about that. I would not do the weekend. I'd not do Friday. People now have a job or they have friends they want to hang out with or whatever. But if it's just in the middle of the week, and it can be, you know, we're going to have dinner at 5:36, whatever, and by 9:30, we're going to be done. But we're going to sit and watch a movie together. We're going to watch a documentary on something. We're going to watch something thought-provoking. We're going to, we didn't do church because we're not going there, but we're going to do an online church service on that night, or you know, a synagogue, whatever it is you're into. But I just wanted to throw that out to everyone, because we've been doing that again now. And it's really rekindled that feeling of safety and community. And it's just 3 hours a week.
Well, and I think you hit on something right there, safety, something that our families can rely on. Like if we know every Tuesday night at 5, I've got mom and dad's full attention, and then we're going to do something to just boost our spirits and have fun. That's something to look forward to and something to rely on.
Yes. And again, I just warn against checklists and freaking out over people's grades. And freaking out over all the stuff school involved. Right now, every kid, every child that's dealing with online learning, what's happened is we've put them in a situation their entire life where they get up at a certain time, the bus shows up, you're at school, you have somebody standing in front of you telling you step by step by step every single thing. This is late. This is on time. This is all of that structure, get home. Okay, eat, and then you do your homework. Then you get to go play. All of that structure is all gone. And now we're saying, okay, here's a computer and here's a dimension of somebody who's not in the room with you. And it's up to you to guide everything. And we want them to succeed and we want them to get A's. I think we need to take a giant step back and go, you know what? It's this too will pass and that structure will come back. But for now, I want them to leave mentally healthy, knowing they're loved, knowing they're super smart, knowing they're amazing. And I'm not stressing out over it's an A or a C. I'm just telling you, there's so much pressure on them just to survive right now. And hopefully at a later date, I can get into that a little bit more. But we've experienced that in my family. And, you know, healthy, happy kids are way more important right now than whether or not they figure out the next step in math. They'll get it. It's fine.
Words of amazing wisdom. And I just want you to know, right before we jumped on to our podcast, my son texted me. He just started grad school. And he said, well, just want you to know, I got my midterm results back and they weren't as good as I wanted them to be. Call me. So now I have a good tool in my pocket on how to respond to him and to how to help him through it. Because it's his first grad school midterms, and I'm sure he's expecting a lot more. And I'm going to take your wisdom and use it, because I think you're right. I think right now he's probably thinking, I should have gotten straight A's or whatever it was he was expecting. He's in a new city right now. He's living alone in a studio, and he's in grad school. So
no pressure.
And in a pandemic, in a new state. Alone, family's here. And so I'm going to take your wise words of wisdom out for a spin in a few minutes here.
I'll share one more thing, and you can share this with him if you want to. You may not want to, but my great mentor, Dr. Will Keim, used to ask people in college. He spoke to more college students than anyone in the world, anyone on the planet at the time. And he used to always say, I have my PhD, and my question for you is, the people that ended their PhD and they got their PhD and they were in the bottom 5% of the class, they got the worst grades. When they graduated, guess what they called them?
What?
Doctor.
You know, that's true. That's what my son's going for, doctor of Chinese medicine.
So let it go a little bit. It's okay. And nobody says, Dr. So-and-so, what was your grade point average? They don't say that. But when you're in it, you think that's the reality. And the truth is, it isn't the reality. So you can share that with him or not, but I just share that with our listeners that every single person on the planet is going to say, 2020, my grades were this. 2020, 21, I failed this. And guess what they're going to say? Oh my gosh, so did my daughter. So did 2 million kids had no internet. Oh no, make that 30 million kids had no internet or not a working computer or three computers and five kids and they had to pick. So this isn't normal. Don't pretend to act like you're going to do normal. If we can all give that grace, have a lot more healthy people when we're done. And that's really what this is about, right?
It is. It really is. And I've taken that with me since we recorded our first podcast several months ago, where you did put an emphasis on just have grace. Just have grace and empathy and give people a break. And I just think those are such strong words of wisdom. And it's simple to do, actually.
I want to say this from my heart right now, and that is, whoever is listening, if it's six people or 6,000, you're listening to this because you're still trying to be a supporter of others. You're still trying to feed into your family. Please don't just say, give other people grace. When you stop listening to this, I want you to say, how am I going to give myself some grace today? What am I going to give that little treat for Billy? That's great. What little treat am I going to give myself today or tomorrow? Because self-love, you can't give away what you don't have. And if you're not loving yourself and giving yourself the time because you're creating that for everyone else, that cookie jar is going to be empty really fast. So please, when you stop listening, go treat yourself today to something that you enjoy. Or schedule it. Don't just say, I'm going to. I want you to actually put it on the calendar. Next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, I am getting my nails done and you can't stop me. That's you know, you're investing by listening to this. Take some time to enjoy yourself because you're amazing. Believe me.
Thank you, Curtis, for bringing that up, because I think as food allergy parents and moms in particular, we become super mom right after diagnosis and we don't stop ever. We just keep becoming super mom. And so I think that's such an important message for my fellow mothers out there and fellow parents. I can't agree more. So now, Curtis, before we wrap up our time today, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about you or any message you would like to give them?
I would just say thank you again for all the support over the years. And I really have to say that the memories of all of the conferences, the evenings after we did the programs and we hung out and we had a glass of wine and we sat and we shared in community to realize I'm not the only one. Please understand that even though we are distanced right now and even though you're only listening to this, those folks that you put the time and the love into in those moments, that's real. And it's just as real as if the conference happened yesterday. Everyone that you connected with there, if we had the opportunity, we would do that tomorrow. And that kindred spirit and that understanding of the love that we're all doing the best we can with the situation, I want you to just leave this podcast with that washing over you saying, oh, there's a group of people out there in the world that understand what I'm going through. I'm not alone. And we don't want to be more alone than we are right now. So please let this podcast reignite. Take 2 minutes and think about the 5 great conversations you had, or the doctor that shared something that gave you hope, or the time you were able to eat that gluten-free cookie for the first time or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I'm in, sign me up. Revisit that, because that's what this podcast is trying to do. Let us know, even though we can't do this today, we still love you. We're still out here. And man, are we going to celebrate when we can get back in the same room. It's going to happen. And I will be the first one to sign up.
And I'll be the second one right behind you. And just to let listeners know too, Curtis is our keynote speaker, and he's participating in our workshops throughout the teen retreat. But Curtis is basically a cornerstone of the retreat. He sets the tone and the inspiration. So Curtis, we have always enjoyed you. I have always personally enjoyed you. I've learned to juggle because of you.
Woo-hoo!
over my bed.
But save your back.
Yeah, because I kept bending over. Okay, for the listeners, Curtis taught us how to juggle. I gave up on it because I kept bending over. And then during the last podcast, Curtis mentioned if I just did it over my bed, it would be fine.
And you got it. You got 1-3 catch.
I did.
That's
so
awesome.
Next time I see you, do it. But I just want listeners to know Curtis is right. We are this one big family, and we didn't get to enjoy the teen retreat this year, but that didn't stop the love, the community, the support. I've been texting friends that I made at the teen retreat. A lot of us have seniors right now, and it's a whole different world. We're trying to look at colleges during a pandemic, and we're all in support. So I really appreciate you bringing that up and reminding us that we still are a community. So thank you so much for that reminder.
Absolutely. And I would just say you said something so important, and that is, you know, so many people that are listening are people that say yes, and they grant other people's dreams. And they're so used to granting, yes, yes, oh, I can do that. Yeah, I'll work that extra time. Yeah, I'll show up and yeah, I'll volunteer. Don't be afraid right now in this time to be somebody that asks for help, that reaches out to people, even though you might be a little uncomfortable, and do that text message or on that Facebook. Say, hey, you know, do you want to talk for 10 minutes? And even though that may not feel comfortable for you, I think right now is a really important time to not be afraid to talk to other parents, to get your kids in community together on an online social kind of platform, or don't forget about you. And sometimes we do need to reach out, and it can't always be within our little family unit. We want to step outside to somebody that's disconnected so I can get connected in a new way. So I just recommend people also do that. And I know you're a great connector of those people. You can help anyone that's looking for community and wants to talk about allergies and just talk about life. So I just highly recommend you use this resource that is so amazing to help build that community.
Curtis, thank you so much for your time, your energy. I look forward to our next chat, and I will definitely make sure information about the new assemblies and the new corporate opportunities will be put on the website so people can get a hold of that. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm going to go play golf with Oliver. For everyone that knows Oliver, we're going to go play golf. And I hope everyone has time to check out the virtual school assembly that you talked about. That would be huge. We want to help as many kids as possible. God bless you for what you do. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you all for listening to Facts Roundtable Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes coming soon. Please subscribe, share, and review our podcast, and be sure to connect with us on social media. You can find us on Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Have a great day, and always be kind to one another.